Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's in time for the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just join us together in song and in prayer and in the Word of God, a time of devotion and consecration, worship and praise. Let's worship now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we greet you in Jesus' name. What a lovely name. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Great advice from Solomon, a wise man. Well, let's put our whole heart, soul, mind, and let's worship together for the next few minutes. If you will, have your notepad ready for some contact information, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you have a song request or prayer request, we'd be glad for you to send them to us. Well, from the beloved Songs and Hymns hymnal, my grandmother's favorite song, When I Reach That City on a Hill. Clap your hands and let's worship together.
On the top of Mount Zion is a city, and the earth with its glory it doth fill. I shall look on its beauty in the morning when I reach that city on a hill. Oh, that city, on Mount Zion, though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave thee through the ages when I reach that city on a hill. I'm invited to come home to that city, for the word says, whosoever will, and I'll find there a mansion for me waiting when I reach that city on a hill. Oh, that city, on Mount Zion, though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave thee through the ages when I reach that city on a hill. Death will never molest me in that city, never leave me lying cold and chill. But I'll enter to live up there forever when I reach that city on a hill. I'll stay here until my Savior calls me, trying daily to perform His will. Then He'll say, up yonder. When I reach that city on the hill,
oh, that city,
oh, that city on Mount Zion,
though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave thee through the ages.
When I reach that city on a hill.
Well, I was telling Sister Linda before we came on the air, my grandmother was not a singer as far as a special singer or anything like that, but I can hear her still singing that song. She's been gone for a number of years, but her singing that song made an impression on me as a young boy. Oh, that city on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. I remember her singing that song and worshiping the Lord. The precious promise today comes to us from Psalms 40, verse 8. Psalms 40 is a great chapter. You need to read it all the way through. Verse 8 says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Praise the Lord. David had desired to be in the house of the Lord, desired to have the will of God, desired to have the law of God within his heart. He had some desires. Read it through his writings. Well, let's pray together today. Let's desire great things from God. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of knowing you. And we're so thankful today, Lord, that whatever we find to do, we can do it with all of our might through your help. And we're so thankful, Lord, that we can delight to do your will. And we're so thankful, Lord, that your law is within our hearts. Help us to be obedient. Help us to be shining lights. Help us to be examples. Help us, Lord, to lead men and women to Christ. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you'll help us to fulfill our missionary obligations and our duties and our callings as we show forth the light of the gospel. Use us for the glory of God. Bless each one in this service today. I pray you'll speak to hearts. May this be a day, Lord, when many find you as his or her Savior. Help each one of us in this audience today, Lord, to shine our light and help us to win souls for you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
Sing it with me now. Hallelujah.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
Hallelujah. If you will, be ready to take down our contact information in just a little while. The scars in the hands of Jesus.
My eyes haven't seen, nor my ears heard, what my Father has in store. But when I hear the song of a singing bird, I'm closer than I've ever before. according to his perfect plan. When the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. Yes, I'm headed for a home built by God alone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, I am. Where the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. I see a mountain covered with snow that's fallen from heaven above. It makes me feel small, hardly nothing at all. To know I'll be a part of his plan. That mansion world where the gates are pearl are opened by an angel band. And the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. Yes, I'm headed to a home built by God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I am. Where the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. The time gets by so quickly. After you've given your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with the Power of Pentecost, it would really help us. The mail contributions have been very, very slow lately. And you can send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. Click donate on the front page to contribute with your debit or credit card. Join us tomorrow. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Yes, I'm headed